Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
Hi, glad that you could join us.
Today we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We will be right back.
First, dancer Vingase Valdez, Deputy Artistic Director of the National Ballet of Cuba, the BNC, has received the Artistic Merit Award from the Higher Institute of Arts, the ISA, in Havana. The distinction was given by Alexi Sejo, the rector of the prestigious teaching center. During the event, the BNC, a cultural heritage of the nation, and Alicia Alonso, its general director, were honored with the presentation of the Video Arts Par Alicia by Alejandro Perez, choreography by Tania Vergara, music by Frank Fernandez, and interpretation by Vingase Valdez.
Vingase Valdez was chosen among the 100 best dancers in the world in the 2010-2011 season by Dance Europe magazine and has taken her art to stages on 5 continents. The Cuban Ministry of Culture awarded her the Distinction for National Culture 1999, the medals Alejo Carpentier 2003 and Raúl Gómez García 2014, while the Association of Performing Artists of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba awarded her the Female Interpretation Award in 2009 and the Loma Burzal Award in 2015.
Young dancers from the Liszt Alfonso Dance Cuba, the LADC, have won 8 Diamond Awards and other prizes in the 2019 International Active Dance Competition in Panama. Considered the most important dance competition in Panama, International Active Dance takes place at the Megapolis Convention Center in the capital. No other school has achieved such a feat in the previous 11 editions of this Central American nation's most relevant dance contest, to top all of its pieces with the highest awards, since in the contest the diamond is higher than the gold.
Liz Alfonso, the director of the company, declared, "We work not to win in a contest. We work to win in life, and we always compete against ourselves." She advocates the full development of artist talent and encourages in her school the fusion style, which combines elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore, and dissimilar popular dances.
The key to success will always be to gather talent, conditions, will, discipline, and have goals in life. What do you want to achieve? The teacher asks, convinced of her own response. Alfonso has known how to project herself in her country and abroad. She started with a small company in 1991, and over the years she has opened the style Diapason, got a premise at the historic center of Havana and created her school together with an interesting social project.
For this work, she and her team received the International Spotlight Award for Arts and Humanities, granted in the United States by the White House in 2016 and given by the then First Lady Michelle Obama.
Cuba and other Latin American nations are enriching the 8th Beijing International Art Biennial with works that combine native elements with diverse styles. Cuba is represented by a painting by the most famous painter, Flora Fong, where she honors the Chinese project of the strip on the Silk Road and highlights the possibilities it offers for cultural exchange in the world.
6 artists from Mexico emphasize the need to protect the planet, especially at times when ecosystems as important as the Amazon are in danger. There are also outstanding creators from Venezuela, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Argentina, among others, who are offering conferences on different currents of contemporary art in their native lands.
The 8th Beijing International Art Biennale will run until September the 20th at the National Museum of Art in China. Some 640 works from 113 nations are on display, and according to the organizers, the high number of participants indicates the richness of different cultures in the world and also makes the event a solid platform for cultural exchange.
An academic symposium will discuss the responsibilities of artists in a shared future, a philosophy promoted by the Chinese President Xi Jinping to guarantee equal socio-economic opportunities for the entire planet.
Many of the sites that exist in the western province have been under weir and make it a must-visit for national and foreign tourists. But without a doubt, the once Guash Palace, currently the Museum of Natural History, Tranquilino Sandalio de Noda, is a reference point for its architecture.
Yes, located in the most central street of the city, José Martí, the installation surprises you with its eclecticism, which dates back to 1914, the date on which its designer and builder, Francisco Guash Ferrer, completed the work as a gift for his wife. Multifaceted man, able to manage his time between gynecology, sculpture, and poetry, he conceived of a building with its very own style and almost impossible to define. Some studies consider that he used in his own way dissimilar cultures, mixing those of the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the Gothic, the Romanesque, Islamic, Egyptian, Byzantine, and Muslim.
Seahorses, toads, gargoyles, winged monsters are all part of the decorative figures on the palace and endow it with its unique attraction. Since March the 8th, 1979, the Guash Palace has been the Museum of Natural History Tranquilino Sandalio de Noda in remembrance of the personage considered a forerunner of science in Western Cuba.
The place was originally conceived with 8 exhibition halls that exhibited the most representative both of Cuban fauna and also exotic specimens. In addition, a central courtyard to contain native vegetation and prehistoric animals on a natural scale, according to specialists. Undoubtedly, Guash Palace, as many locals still name it, constitutes a living legend in the heart of the city of Pinar del Río.
And that's it for today from us on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
And Reid Gámez. Until next time.